slide, do your homework. We believe that the best place to begin is to take some time to really think through what types of companies or industries or jobs you are really interested in and open to, and start making a list. This could be a very specific and narrow list, or it may be extremely broad. It may consist of several parts. There are no rules, there's no right or wrong, no one's going to grade you on it, but just start thinking through where you can see yourself next. Sometimes people are in a transition, or even if you're looking for just a slightly different type of job, you're not exactly sure what jobs there even are. What are those positions? What are the titles? What might you be best suited for? In that case, you probably are going to want to start thinking about who you can speak with, that people you do know, people you don't know, that you may want to speak to and get information from. So start creating a list of those people, and don't feel limited here. It could be someone that you have no idea whether or not you can actually get a hold of. Put that person on the list. You just never know. One thing that we do recommend for people who have a good sense of where they want to be or what company they may want to be in next, go to a job board or follow people or positions and set up search alerts. Essentially, following people or positions isn't passive search alert. Anytime on LinkedIn that they update or make a change, you'll get that served up to you in your feed. If you're following job boards, however, or looking at different job boards, most of them do let you set up search alerts, and go ahead and do that. That will become a passive mechanism for you to receive new information. You won't have to actively seek it out or look for it. It will be coming to you, and it keeps you sort of going. It provides some momentum for you. Finally, it's a good idea to begin to identify the titles or keywords that you might use in order to execute a search. I'm going to provide you with sort of an insight from our perspective, and the flip side is going to be true for you. When we're doing a search, oftentimes we use keywords or we input titles that just don't yield us quite the results that we know we're looking for and we believe to be out there. In fact, sometimes we're sure they're out there. And what we have to do is try a lot of different keywords and titles. And sometimes it takes a little research in order to figure out what works best. We might read position descriptions from other positions. We might look at people who we know who work in a similar type of environment and see what shows up in their resumes or their LinkedIn profiles. But we expand and hone, you know, both simultaneously expand and hone our list of keywords and titles. And very often, the joke is sometimes we hit what we call as the mother load of results, right? Like you suddenly get this wonderful return on a search, and it's unexpected. And oftentimes for us, it happens when we're pretty much most frustrated about not getting what we're looking for. Well, the same is going to be true for you in reverse. To find those positions you're looking for, you may need to really tweak what words you're putting in and titles you're using in order to get the kind of results you most want.